The following content is provided by MIT OpenCourseWare under a Creative Commons license. Additional information about our license and MIT OpenCourseWare in general is available at ocw.mit.edu.
My name is Anne Margulies. I'm the Executive Director of MIT OpenCourseWare. In our session on OpenCourseWare, you'll actually be spending some time on the site. But I'll describe also how OpenCourseWare was developed, a little bit about its history, and we'll talk about some of the challenges for OpenCourseWare going forward. For now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what OpenCourseWare is and also share with you some of our experience with our first public launch of the site. I'll then pose some of the questions or the challenges we're facing in the area of access and sustainability. MIT OpenCourseWare was announced about a year and a half ago with an overwhelmingly positive response. With that tremendous response, however, came a lot of confusion about what MIT OpenCourseWare is and what it isn't. OCW is a large-scale web-based publication of all of MIT's course materials offered to the world for free. It's intended to be a new model for the open sharing of information, and it is not intended to replace the real education that happens in the classroom. That is the interaction between faculty and students and between students. OpenCourseWare is not degree granting, and it is not distance education. When you visit the OpenCourseWare site, what you will see is a depth and a breadth of materials that's different from what you see on other campus websites. In terms of breadth, we're publishing courses from all five of MIT schools. We're also, over time, going to be publishing subjects or courses from all of MIT's academic units. Many people say, so what's the big deal? Lots of courses or subjects have websites. What's unique about MIT OpenCourseWare is truly the depth of the materials. A typical subject site, to use MIT's vernacular, would include a course description, a calendar, a syllabus. If it's a lecture-based course, it will include all of the lecture notes. If it is a lab, it will include the lab instructions and often all the tools, if they're software tools, that are needed for that lab. There are also related reading materials, quizzes, exams, problem sets, solution sets, and so on. There are also many different types of materials included on the site. There are, the most common are text files, PDF or HTML, with lots of images, graphs, and charts. But we also have simulations, software tools, and many other learning objects embedded in the site. So that's what OCW is. We just launched the site 3 weeks ago. We actually opened the site to the public. We did it very quietly because we didn't know what to expect. People's expectations were so high, we didn't know if what we were publishing was going to meet those expectations. The good news is we've received, once again, an overwhelmingly positive response. There have been over 40 million hits to the site. We've had from over 300,000 people, and over 3,000 email messages have been received. Those email messages have given us lots of important feedback regarding how people are going to use the site. It's too early to tell what the impact on learning will be from OpenCourseWare, but we know from messages people have sent us that educators see tremendous value in being able to use the site to be able to build upon the work of others. They can now spend their energy on creating new ideas instead of reinventing ideas that other people have already done quite well. Educators are also interested in using OCW to be able to share best teaching practices. So we expect over time for there to be much more collaboration and potentially much more innovation. Many self-learners have also visited the site and told us some of the ways that they'll be using it. Self-learners are coming to OCW to explore whole new areas of study, as well as to brush up on subjects that they took a while ago and perhaps have gotten rusty on. Self-learners have also told us that they're eager to come to OCW often in order to keep current on the latest thinking in their field. We'll be measuring over time more about how people are using the site and what their impact may be. In class, we'll have more data to present to you, and we'll be eager to talk about some of the ways that people will be using the site and what the potential impact will be. We have great hopes for OCW, but there are also great challenges. Our first area of challenge is in access. We can think of access in two ways. There's technical access, just how do you get to the site, and then there's cultural access. Let's talk first about technical access. Although people have accessed the site from 177 different countries, there are plenty of remote villages and other locations that just don't have the network infrastructure needed to be able to truly access all the depth in OpenCourseWare. What should we do about that? We'll talk about that when we get together. Cultural access is perhaps even more challenging. Those areas that are most eager to get to the content say they might have difficulty using it because it's not in their language, or it might not make sense within their culture. What should we in OpenCourseWare do to either encourage or facilitate local adaptations of the materials? With any innovation, it's important not only to launch it properly, but also to consider how to sustain it over time. We know that many of the for-profit models have struggled. In fact, many of them have folded. And I would be willing to predict that many still will not make it and will fold. How do we make the for-free model survive and be sustainable over time? Let's think about it in terms of the local level and then perhaps at the national and international level. At the local level, for OCW to survive and to be sustainable, it first of all has to be part of the way our faculty work. It has to be part of their normal way of preparing their course materials. OCW will not succeed if we place any additional burden on the faculty. Secondly, we need to be as efficient and as cost-effective as possible so that there aren't barriers for other campuses to join in the effort, which takes us to the next level of concern around sustainability. If our vision is truly realized and there are OpenCourseWare not just at MIT but on every campus, if OpenCourseWare becomes a real movement, then how do we allow people to navigate across different OpenCourseWare platforms? There will need to be some kind of organizing structures or frameworks or standard bodies that exist to coordinate that. In class, I'd love to hear your ideas about how we here at MIT might help lead that effort. Those are just a few of the many challenges we face in the future. We're really just at the very beginning of OpenCourseWare, but it's a very exciting time, and I look forward to seeing you in class when we'll talk more about this. Thank you.